This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The government has convened an all-party meeting today ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament beginning tomorrow. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of both houses of Parliament. The monsoon session will commence tomorrow and continue till the 13th of next month. During the session, several important legislations are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. President Draupadi Murmu has embarked on a three-nation state visit to Moldova, North Macedonia and Romania today. On the first leg of her visit, the president will reach Moldova tomorrow, where she will meet and hold delegation-level talks with her Moldovan counterpart, Maia Sandu. President Murmu will also meet the President of Parliament of Moldova, Igor Grosso, and will interact with the members of the Moldova-India Parliamentary Friendship Group. Further, the President will address a business forum and interact with the members of the Indian community. This is the first ever visit by an Indian President to Moldova. President of Zanzibar and Chairman of the Revolutionary Council, Dr. Hussein Ali Mwinyi, who is on a four-day official visit to India, will meet Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan in New Delhi today. Zanzibar is a semi-autonomous region of Tanzania. It has its own constitution, president, House of Representatives and flag. During the meeting, both leaders will review the entire spectrum of India-Tanzania relations and explore new avenues for future cooperation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will also call on the visiting dignitary today. The MEA said that as partners in the Global South, India and Tanzania share long-standing close ties of friendship and cooperation across a wide range of sectors. It added that the visit is expected to provide a fresh impetus to further strengthening bilateral relations for mutual benefit. In a stern warning amid rising concerns over manipulated documents, the National Testing Agency, NTA, has issued a strong advisory to students and parents regarding the submission of OMR sheets for scrutiny. The agency revealed that many OMR sheets recently submitted for review have turned out to be fake or artificially generated, prompting closer monitoring of all complaints. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has declared the results of the Class 10 Second Board Examination 2026. Students can access their results through DigiLocker Results Portal. In line with the recommendations of the National Education Policy, CBSE had introduced two board examinations for Class 10 from this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to the great revolutionary and freedom fighter Mangal Pandey on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that Mangal Pandey laid down his life to uphold the pride and honour of the motherland. In Andhra Pradesh, four persons were killed and one sustained serious injuries after the car they were travelling in rammed into a lorry on National Highway 16 near Sattaravu Junction on the outskirts of Visakhapatnam early today. Police said the victims were travelling from Vinukonda in Palnadu district to Tekkali in Srikakulam district to attend a family function. Two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu clinched her maiden Japan Open today. She became the first Indian shuttler to win the prestigious tournament title. She defeated local favourite and three-time world champion Akane Yamaguchi in straight games 21-17-21-17. The 31-year-old won the Super 750 tournament, ending a title drought of more than 2 years. In FIFA World Cup, England secured the bronze medal after defeating France 6-4 in a thrilling third-place match at Miami Stadium last night. Bukayo Saka became the second England player to score a hat-trick in a World Cup knockout match after Sir Geoff Hurst in the 1966 final. It was the highest-scoring World Cup game since Hungary beat El Salvador 10-1 in 1982, and the 10 goals were the most in a third-place match. The stage is all set as Argentina and Spain face each other in the finals at New York New Jersey Stadium tonight. The match will begin at 12:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. The series deciding third ODI between India and England will be played today at Lord's in London. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.